Sean Hyland in Lisnolan in County Mayo is passionate about the native Irish breeds. He keeps and he breeds the Old Irish Goat, Drimmen Cattle, Irish Moyled, Kerry Cattle and Beau Riavuk Cattle. Now, I was nodding wisely at that list right up until Beau Riavuk. It is a very rare and a very endangered breed. So we sent Trasavranach to meet with Sean and with Darren McLaughlin, the secretary of the Beau Riavuk Cattle Society.
Originally, the earliest written documentation, it says that they have stripes like a tiger. And that was written at a time when there was no such thing as like dairy cattle or beef cattle or even a breed. But we're working from whatever genetics that we can find from people that kept those cattle in Ireland. We breed up from that. So, like this one here, she's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like she's got all the stripes. She's got them on her head and down to her feet, or even her hooves have stripes.
Yes, yeah.
And she's got lovely bits of white through her as well. She's also very quiet and easy to manage.
So she is the perfect Beau Riavuk breed as regards markings, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Well, it's the most perfect one that I've produced so far.
And what kind of percentage are we looking at for her? What kind of percentage Beau Riavuk would her genes be?
Maybe 3/4. Uh-huh. But we're genetic profiling. Darren can talk about that. The genetic testing.
One of the earliest references the society has to the Beau Riavuk is in Middle Irish, around 1,000 years ago, and it references a brindled polled cow. Darren McLaughlin from the Beau Riavuk Cattle Society tells me a little more about the historical references to the breed.
So Oscar Wilde's father, William, he was actually really interested in Irish cattle, and he references two brindle breeds, or known breeds, in the 1850s for the Royal Irish Academy, one being a brindle Kerry and the other being the now extinct Irish Longhorn. So it's possible that the Beau Riavuk shares a common ancestor with the Irish Longhorn. And we're lucky in Ireland, we have loads of above ground archaeology, and that's mostly down to superstition. But superstition actually went against the Beau Riavuk. We know that in the Farmer's Gazette in 1901, there's an article claiming that the Beau Riavuk were bad luck. And it's since then the numbers have started to slip. So it was in 2016 when the Irish Rare Breed Society did a census following Paul Flynn's initial breed characterisation that he did as part of his master's thesis. And there was less than 50 at the time. So now the national herd stands at around 150.
So that's from 2016, there was 50, and you've tripled that now to 150.
Exactly, yeah.
How did you become interested in the Beau Riavuk?
Well, I'm an archaeologist, and heritage conservation was something I was always interested in. I had a few acres. I said I'd get one cow, and then I thought, oh, she needs a friend. And next thing I bought a tractor, and I was leasing more grass, and it just sort of snowballed from there, and now I'm the secretary of the society.
Using cutting-edge DNA techniques, scientists have identified the breed signature of the Beau Riavuk and can now confirm that it is a unique breed.
The project overall has been funded by the Department of Agriculture, Fingal County Council, Leitrim Development Company, the Irish Rare Breed Society, and it's University College Dublin that's been carrying out the research.
What does this mean going forward? What do you plan to do with this scientific research and with this result?
So what we've shown is that the Beau Riavuk is the most critically endangered bovine breed in Ireland. And right now it's genetic conservation. It's the genetic conservation of heritage livestock. We want to increase the numbers and ensure that they survive.
So are you looking to open the herd book?
Yes, yeah, so almost everything is in place to open the herd book. We're not in a big rush right now. We want to have a good selection of animals before we go that far, but definitely within the next year, and it could happen in the next few months for all that too.
You have to like it to be at it.
Mm. Do you love it?
I do, yeah. Like, some people have cattle and they complain about them, but like I love working with livestock. Like, trying to match two animals together and you're trying to visualise what their progeny will look like in several generations down the line. It's the same with the goats and the other livestock. You're looking at two animals and you're trying to project them to produce something that you want. Mm. It could take you 2 years, it could take you 50 years. You might never get there.
And these are dual-purpose cows as well, aren't they? Would you say they're commercially viable?
There's little data to say they're commercially viable, but there's no cesarean sections, no calving difficulty, no hoof trouble. They're quite an intelligent animal compared to some of the more modern breeds. They have an amazing ability to calve, lick the calve, get the calve up, get them sucking. They'll shove them around the place with their heads and then kind of push them into the hedge and hide them, and then go away and mind their own business. Like, I've rarely had trouble with these breeds of cattle and calving.
To my eye, which is not a scientific eye at all, they're just a lovely looking animal.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you're probably lucky here because you've got Irish Moyles, Drimmons and Borevochs. Mm. And I don't think there's any native Irish breed more important than the other one. Like, they're all of like international and national value for genetic resources, and they're also a cultural heritage. So, I mean, everybody should be interested in preserving them, you know.
Any farmers that are listening that might be interested in getting involved in the conservation of the breed, how would they go about that?
Yes, so it's very difficult to get a cow for sale, but we are trying to develop micro herds around the country. There's less than 10 at the minute, but there is some for sale the odd time. So contact us through the website or the Facebook page is probably easiest for some people. And if you're seriously interested, we'll find you a heifer. And there's 3 bulls in AI at the minute, so it's doable to start a micro herd of your own, yeah.
And your daughter is here with you as well today, and you're obviously trying to conserve this breed for future generations. How important is that to you?
Well, I mean, this is living heritage, and we want to see it survive for future generations. Of course, they have to have an economic value. These aren't museum pieces. They need to stand on their own 2 feet.
Stand on their own 2 feet? Not the last time I looked, Darren, but you're the expert, you tell us. You can see pictures of the Borevoch on the Borevoch Cattle Society Facebook page, or Sean Hyland's farm is on Instagram at Liz Nolan Farm. Trasa Rannoch reporting for us there.